Chapter 4. Soup. Have you ever heard the debate on what makes a sandwich? And why isn't a hot dog in a bun considered a sandwich? It's not an original debate, and I'm not trying to take any credit for it. That said, it just occurred to me that I think I might have an original example of something to add to this debate. And if I didn't discover this comparison, I'll digress by saying that great minds think alike. Anyways, here it is. Cereal is soup. After you add the milk, you've made a crème de blé froide. That's French for cold cream of wheat. And that's not a stretch, if you ask me. Think about almost any cream of soup you can buy in a can. None of those ingredients produce a cream texture on their own. Cream of broccoli? There is nothing you can do to broccoli to make a creamy texture other than add cream to it. Broccoli doesn't produce a creamy texture, so I'm not sure why it's called cream of broccoli and not cream with broccoli. I don't make the rules though, so moving on. Cream of onion, cream of mushroom, cream of whatever. You have to add cream to something that isn't creamy to make a cream of soup. And so by adding milk to a bowl of grain, you've made a chilled cream of cereal. Perhaps you eat corn-based cereals. And if you agree with me that it shouldn't be cream of, then you should be able to say you eat creamed corn for breakfast. Sometimes titles are bullshit. Kind of like all those dumb job titles mentioned in Chapter 1, you don't always know what you're dealing with until you get a good look at it and try a taste. Adding a fancy French name to a boring breakfast is just a way to try and sell you something. I strongly suggest being skeptical of titles as you encounter them. Everyone is trying to convince you that they are essential and should be paid more. Everyone is trying to convince you that their product or service is best and that you should pay for it. Don't trust them. Everyone is lying for their benefit. Hell, I'm a professional author now. Let that sink in. I was paid money to produce a published book. I didn't graduate from college. I've never written anything before. I might not write anything professionally ever again. But for some odd reason, I now have the same job title as Stephen King. I get that a company might come up with a complicated job title for a position, based on the fact that a lot of people might do very similar things. They need to keep their departments organized, so they end up having a bunch of people who all do almost the same thing with a bunch of different titles based on the specific work they are doing. Internally, that makes sense. The outside world doesn't care, though. And if you think that trying to make your title sound complicated is going to impress people, well, unfortunately, you might be right. If it didn't work, no one would be doing it. But it's being done. File my distaste for it under how I think the world should work. How I'd love to see the world labeled would be in the most direct, truthful, transparent, and universal way possible. You'd know exactly what you're buying, who you're hiring, what your responsibilities are, and who you're dealing with. You could get the specific education required to perform the tasks involved in a particular position, and then you could easily transition from one company to another. Yeah, perfect world scenario. The world is far from perfect. Society is full of charlatans. Everyone is looking for an angle. No one plays fair, and that's just the way it is. What we all are trying to do, while simultaneously trying to detect it in others, is that old saying, fake it until you make it. At some point, great products, fantastic services, and invaluable talent will rise to the top. However, that is such a select few. Most nouns will not rise to the top. Everything can't be the best. The great news is that this glass is both half full and half empty. While only a select few can rise to the top, just some can be the absolute worst. Take this book, for example. I think that no matter how hard I try, this won't be the worst book ever written. It might be close, but I can sleep easy knowing that I probably won't ever hold that title. Here's some icing on that shit cake. Even the worst of something can be successful for merely winning the title of worst. Okay, try to remember. Degrees equals you know how to pass a lot of tests. Confusing job titles do not equal skill, experience, or education. French words do not equal superior products. Cereal is soup.